For this Monday, September 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. September continues to be a busy month of events in Posey County. Malvern River Days concluded this past Saturday, and now coming up this weekend is the New Harmony Kunstfest. It is a two-day event this Saturday and Sunday. Then on the last full weekend of September, the 26th through 28th, it's the Kiwanis Poseyville Autumn Fest. For more information about these upcoming events, you can go online to visitposeycounty.com. Coming up tonight here on Posey County Radio is the Mount Vernon and North Posey Football Coaches Show. The Mount Vernon Show can be heard on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com at 5:30. Alan Buck is the host of the show. The Wildcats won their Week 4 game this past Friday convincingly at home versus South Spencer 49-7. Mount Vernon is 3-1 overall and plays at Princeton this Friday. The North Posey Football Coaches Show is on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com at 5:30. Jordan Fisher is the host of the show. The Vikings won their Week 4 game at home last Friday, 38-21 over Tell City. North Posey is 3-1 in the season and is on the road at Pike Central this Friday. Some news outside of Posey County. Holiday World and Splash and Safari officials announced they are putting life-size dinosaurs into their corn maze as part of their Happy Halloween Weekends. Holiday World's Happy Halloween Weekends is making its return this Saturday, September 20th. They say the event is returning with a new dinosaur theme that will extend to the 12-acre corn maze. There will be a drone show and even a dinosaur food-based menu. Officials say the event was named one of the best Halloween events in 2024 by USA Today. And has been nominated again this year. Switching to some sports news, as tonight in local high school sports, North Posey JV football plays at Tell City at 6 o'clock, and Malvern JV football travels to South Spencer at 6 o'clock. North Posey volleyball is on the road at Pike Central. The JV match is at 5:30, and the varsity match starts at 7 o'clock. Malvern boys soccer has a home match versus Princeton at 5:30, and Malvern girls soccer journeys to Gibson Southern at 6 o'clock. From professional sports in the NFL yesterday, it was week 2 of the regular season. The Indianapolis Colts got a 45-yard field goal from Spencer Schrader as time expired to defeat the Denver Broncos at home 29-28. Schrader was 5-for-5 on field goal attempts. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones was 23-for-34 passing for 316 yards and a touchdown. Running back Jonathan Taylor carried the ball 25 times for 165 yards. Indianapolis is 2-0 on the year and will be at the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. The Chicago Bears got pounced on by the Lions in Detroit 52-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams went 19-for-30 in the air for 207 yards. Two touchdowns and one interception. Chicago is still winless at 0-2 and returns home on Sunday to face the Dallas Cowboys. The Tennessee Titans lost at home to the Los Angeles Rams 33-19. Titans quarterback Cam Ward completed 19 of his 33 pass attempts for 175 yards and threw for a touchdown. Tennessee has an 0-2 record and they welcome the Colts on Sunday. The Cincinnati Bengals pulled out a 31-27 victory at home versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Bengals got a 1-yard rushing touchdown from backup quarterback Jake Browning inside of 30 seconds for the win. Cincinnati's starting quarterback Joe Burrow left the game with an injured left toe in the first half. The Bengals are 2-0, and they pay a visit to the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. Finishing up in Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals ended a 5-game losing streak and avoided a sweep in Milwaukee against the Brewers 3-2. The Cardinals improved to 73-77 on the season. They have 12 games left and begin their final 6-game homestand tonight with the first of 3 games versus the Cincinnati Reds at 6:45. St. Louis is 4 games back at the final playoff spot in the National League. The Chicago Cubs slid past the Tampa Bay Rays at home in the series finale 4-3. The Cubs are 85-64 overall. They're in Pittsburgh this evening for a 3-game series with the Pirates at 5:40. The Cincinnati Reds lost their series finale at the Athletics 7-4. The Reds have now lost 3 straight games and are a game below 500 at 74-75. They have fallen to 2.5 games behind the New York Mets for the last National League wildcard spot. Cincinnati is in St. Louis tonight to battle the Cardinals at 6:45. That's news and sports for this Monday, September 15th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday. Your weather forecast is next.